Whoa, okay. This one says you get a free phone if you switch. Hey, this one also says you get a free phone if you switch.
Yeah, they all do, hon.
Huh. The T-Mobile one says their customers had the lowest wireless bills versus the other big guys over the past 5 years. And their latest experience plans have Netflix included, plus a year of DashPass by DoorDash.
Mm-mm-mm. Hang on, let me see that. Oh, yeah, we're switching.
That's what I'm talking about. Do we clap now, or...
At T-Mobile, get savings that keep stacking up. That's value you can feel every day. And right now, bring your phone to T-Mobile, and we'll give you $400 when you switch.
Savings based on Harris X billing snapshots from Q3 2021 to Q4 2025 compared to average AT&T and Verizon bills. Comparison excludes discounts, credits, and optional charges. $400 with new account on qualifying line. Unlocked device credit ported 90 plus days with device and carrier and timely redemption required. Virtual MasterCard typically takes 14 weeks. No cash access and expires in 6 months. Card issued by Sunrise Banks N.A. Member FDIC. Visit T-Mobile.com.
Little Bob here. It's America's 250th birthday, so shop the furniture America's waited 250 years for at Bob's Discount Furniture. We've got ultra-comfy power reclining sofas, stylish dining sets with convenient lift-top storage, best-selling bedrooms with over 700 five-star reviews, and a feature-packed pop-up sleeper sofa with built-in shelving and those signature Bobapedic seats. So stop into Bob's Discount Furniture or shop online at mybobs.com, where America shops for furniture.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
The road to the MLB All-Star Game presented by MasterCard starts with you. Who will take the field this July? The power is in your hands. Phase 1 of the 2026 Konami eBaseball MLB All-Star Ballot is open. Vote up to 5 times daily for your favorite stars. And get a bonus daily vote by downloading the Konami eBaseball MLB Pro Spirit game. Top vote getters advance for the chance to be a starter. Cast your ballots at MLB.com/vote. MLB trademarks used with permission.
Station.
This event or product.
They can. What time is it?
This is the Bob and Jeff Show, starring Bob Lutz.
Don't get on my nerves again. I'm very prickly right now.
Really?
I'm prickly and I'm proud of it.
Really?
Jeff Lutz.
Just because you got proven wrong, you don't get to go double back. Shut up. What a show I've had.
Wow, that's something.
And Jason Duda, for today anyway.
I'm just curious. I'm curious to see what's going on. That's all.
You can be replaced, Chicky Baby.
97.5 and 1240 KFH.
I got a lot of problems with you people.
Hello again, everybody. Here we are with the three-man booth on a Thursday edition, the Bob and Jeff Show. Jason Duda in with us. We are at the Leslie Rudd Learning Center, crammed in here to a very nice studio. How you been, Duda?
Not bad. How about yourself?
Haven't seen you for a couple days since...
Was that?
My excursion out to Mays.
Did you talk about it yesterday?
Your mic needs to be turned on.
Turn your mic on. It's on.
These are
now.
Little things you need to check.
Well, you
little
stick
things.
Me in a different
around
area.
The air.
I get confused very easily. I'm still a little rattled that I saw you at a soccer game.
Isn't that crazy? And he left at halftime.
He did leave at halftime, but he showed up.
That's true.
There you go.
I was hoping you'd see the glass half empty like we usually
and
do.
And as soon as we walked in, we got right to the corner of the field. My son happened to be down there with the ball and just started to giggle. 7 years in his head, he thought, and the guy finally shows up.
Well, I saw him score a goal.
You did.
So, I mean, what else can I do? I mean, I've done everything I can do. I'm certainly not going up to Salina today to watch that game.
Unfortunately, I won't be able to either since I'm here working.
Unfortunately, that's very unfortunate.
It is the last game. It'll determine where they go for regionals.
The varsity. The
varsity team.
Are we going to get on the varsity here?
He's playing the varsity.
He got his jersey, so he played the first game. He played not last night or Tuesday night. There was a 1-1. Mays ended up winning 2-1 in overtime. But he played the Thursday before. So it was good. He got in, and he was pretty pumped about
Who's
it.
Who's the coach over at Mays?
Brett Womack.
Now, the way I understand it from doing a little digging and research, they're potentially headed to Liberal for regional play.
That's what I've been told.
That's not good.
It depends on how they finish tonight. I think if they win or tie tonight, they don't go to Liberal, then they'll end up going somewhere else.
Well, that'll be a fun little jaunt out to Liberal for you. I would guess you've never been to Liberal.
I know. I'm looking forward to it. It'd be great. Hopefully there's nothing. Well, no, you know what?
You just thought of this.
Unfortunately, Tuesday is Avery, my senior's year-end banquet, so we can't miss that because she's a senior.
That's a parent thing?
Yeah, we go.
Well, one parent goes to the banquet, one goes to Liberal.
I mean, you think that'd be the solution.
Now he's getting serious.
Neither one of us are going to. We love our son, but
why did Jeff and I do this?
It's Avery's. She's a senior. This is her last thing. This is it.
I remember I had a similar thing when I was a senior. We had the end of the year banquet, and I don't have an example. That went, that flamed out.
Yeah, you did. That was terrible.
Oh, well. Okay. That's where we are. We're going to make some picks later in the show with Anthony Duda, still in second place. Jeff, kind of, he's 30 points up on you and 33 points up on me. And
Wait, what? You're that close to second?
Yeah.
What? Let me see if Max's numbers bear that out.
No, Max doesn't have a clue. He'll pick the Vegas Raiders again this week. I might be a little farther behind, up 3 or 7, something like that. But I'm right there, except that Jeff's up 30.
30.
Jeff has 176
points. Max, I have 179.
176.
No, Max, I'm the official scorer.
What you
point out in points doesn't matter. It's a waste of your breath.
Jason has 113.
I have more than what? 113.
He has 150.
153, sorry.
You don't have a clue either. I am the official scorer.
No, it just looks like a 1.
Picks.
But it's barely a 5.
Those are a lot closer, though. We might need to use those ones.
I am the official scorer.
We know.
For the pick.
Oh, we know. Trust us. We understand.
There's no argument.
But who's the correct scorer? That's the person we need to hire.
I did him on a calculator.
Maybe we
yesterday.
Should hire a... like one of those guys with a briefcase.
Max, you made so many mistakes in the past.
You carry the points around in a locked box every week.
2 weeks ago.
So no one really has access to them?
I correct you.
What are you talking about?
Two people have to carry a key to open it together.
Yeah, exactly. So. Duda gets what I'm saying. I'm sorry that you didn't listen, but I'm not going to.
What did you say?
I'm not going to go over it again.
It was a blithering idiot talking is all I heard. I don't even know what you were talking about.
I understood it.
Duda gets it.
I'm with Jeff.
It's like carrying the results of the Oscars around, basically. Like, you're not going to let anybody see them until it's the moment to reveal.
Yeah, they still get them wrong.
Exactly. Sometimes people still read them wrong. But you don't have enough clout. You are not responsible enough to add up these totals. I think it's time we maybe hired somebody for this position.
No, we're not hiring anybody for
as a full-time position.
I do the pick.
Maybe we can add... hours to Jacqueline's tally.
And we have 9 games on the docket today. The NBA is still going. I want to mention two names, and I want your immediate reaction. Kawhi Leonard, Joel Embiid.
Don't really like Kawhi. I like Joel Embiid. I like Joel.
They miss a lot of games.
Sure.
They don't answer the bell.
7-4.
Answer the bell.
A lot of 7-4 guys miss a lot of games.
No, they don't.
Sure they do. Name
another. Kareem.
He was like 7-1 or 7
oh,
feet.
My God.
Oh, now
really? That's where you're going?
Yeah,
well, he was only 7-2.
No, he's 7-1 or 7.
Dumbest thing I've ever heard.
7-4? Do you know how much pain you have to be in? And Kareem could barely walk for the last 15 years of his career. He played for like 60. Let me throw my goggles on.
Why do you have to exaggerate to the point of not even being relevant?
Oh, we've never done that on this show.
I don't do that. I talk in serious tones. Anyway, what about Kawhi Leonard? What's his excuse?
Got a bad knee, I guess. It's a knee that won't heal for whatever reason. It's just a bad knee.
Then shouldn't be playing.
He does his best. I mean, what do you... That's what I'm talking about. We look at things half empty. And I'm not saying Kawhi
are
should
you now,
be...
Mr. Optimist?
I'm not saying Kawhi should be celebrated, but who even knows the work that he puts in to even be on the court at all anytime? I bet it's pretty painful.
You heard
and
of
strenuous.
A guy named LeBron James?
Yeah, So let's pick the biggest freak outlier.
Have you heard of a guy named LeBron James?
He's missed time before.
He's pretty big, right? Probably put some, there's probably a little pressure on his joints.
Okay.
6'8", 270. I'd guess he...
probably weighs more than Embiid, too.
Exactly. You know how many games...
I don't know about that.
Here's what LeBron has done. Now, he's missed some games the last several years because of...
Oh, well, I hate him then.
What do they call that when you...
Load management.
Yeah.
I don't even... Don't.
But he did play in 71 games last year. 55, 56, 45 in the shortened year. 67, 55, 82, 74, 76, 69, 77, 76. The list goes on. The guys played in a total of 1,493 regular season games.
That's crazy that we're talking about him as the best ever.
He's also played in 287 playoff games.
Right. He's
an
outlier.
That's a total of 1,780 games.
Have you ever heard the word outlier?
Do you know what 1,780 games means?
Yeah, but
that means he's played 21 plus full seasons.
Okay.
Of 82 games.
Sure. I don't know what point you're trying to make.
Do you understand it?
Yep.
You're on a roll.
What's the point he's trying to make?
He's trying to make the point that he plays all the time.
Okay, what's the point, though? We all know that. Anybody can go to Basketball Reference or Google or ESPN and look up his games played. Okay, what's the point? What point are you trying to make?
Well,
just
ask him.
I'm asking. Say it.
I'm saying I like guys who play.
Okay.
That's what I'm saying.
Well, if you look at most of the guys,
when I tune into the opening night of the NBA, I want to see the players.
Sure. Well, most of the guys in the league play about 65 games.
Why is Kawhi Leonard missing opening night?
Because he's
hurt. In a brand new building. He's hurt. We've had 4 months of offseason. Were you ever hurt for opening night?
No.
Please.
Tell him.
So let's take the most extreme example one way and the most extreme example the other way, and then compare the two. How is anybody supposed to have an argument like that? Most of the players in the NBA play about 60 to 70 games. Big deal. Some don't. Some play more. Some play a lot less.
Look at LeBron over the course of his career.
Yeah, he's like most NBA players who play a majority of the games.
Well, I don't know. I don't understand how you can defend Kawhi Leonard.
Defend him from what? Being injured?
Yeah, if he's injured and out for a while, then that's fine.
If he's out all the time.
He's not healthy.
Don't get me started with this, because this is why I don't watch the NBA, is this load management, blah, blah, blah. It drives me nuts. You guys get paid enough money to play, you play. People pay money to go watch these guys. You go on the road, you don't take a night off for load management. When you got some 10-year-old who went out and spent all his money he made in the summer to buy a ticket to watch Embiid play, and he's taking the night off for load management. I think it's garbage.
Well, I mean, I get it.
You can get it all you want, but it's garbage.
I understand what you're saying.
It's garbage.
I don't think you should sit out very often.
You shouldn't sit out at all. If you can
wait a minute.
Go ahead.
Now, wait a minute. How many games did the Thunder play back in the day?
Anywhere from 66 to 74. 472.
You play in all of them?
I played in every game unless I was injured, which means broken bone or something. I didn't take a night off in 14 years of playing. Not one.
Well, I think he's supporting my position.
There was no load management. There was no nothing. You played.
I think he's supporting my position.
I was making about $600 a week.
That much?
Oh, yeah. That was at the end of my career when I was a little better.
That's
it's $290 to start with, just so everybody knows.
That much?
Well, you made it work.
Oh, I mean, good. Congratulations.
Well, that's where you were going. You were. Go ahead. You guys talk.
What are you getting so fired up about?
This is what drives me nuts.
I'm trying
about the
to support
NBA.
You.
Well, then I'm on your side.
Thank you. You play, man. You don't miss opening night, a brand new arena.
Like, it's his choice to miss opening night. Like, Coach, no, I'm good. He's injured. What do you want?
If he's injured, you can't. Then I have to disagree.
If he's truly injured, I get kind of tired of the guy being injured, honestly.
Well, that seems like your problem, not his. You should examine what it is about
I
you.
I want the stars.
Like
playing.
You're some manly. Like you'd play about four games a year and then call it good.
Four games.
I mean, let's be real. This guy's a world-class athlete, a future Hall of Famer, an NBA champion. multiple times. And, oh, well, he doesn't play enough, so I'm going to sit here on my radio show in my air-conditioned little studio and criticize. That's so weird. I don't think this is air-conditioned, by the way. Maybe we should do something about that. Can you stop looking at your phone and do the show?
I got him, didn't I? That's a win for the host. When I can get you that angry.
Not angry, I'm annoyed.
That's anger.
No, it's not.
Annoyment is anger. And I'll never not believe it. Let's get to Jim 91.
It's old 80.
Old 80. I've lost track.
I love that.
Or ask a doctor to get his check.
Yeah, Jim, okay. Turn your radio down.
I don't need anything. And gas is 269 here. But I do need gas.
Okay.
I'm a pretty scarce guy over this weekend, so go get your groceries. Goodbye.
Well, we've
leave this going.
Max, let's move on.
No.
You know, just when I thought our show couldn't get worse, after your ridiculous ranting.
I wanted to hear where that was going.
Jim was having, he was getting gas.
I know what he was doing. I wanted to hear the rest of it.
Somebody to go get groceries. I mean, that's how the world operates.
Do you think he pocket dialed us? We're probably the only number he has.
When I get gas, it's important that somebody gets groceries.
It makes a lot of sense to take care of both at the same time.
Well, that's what I do.
Well, that's what he
was
doing.
No question about it.
I wonder if he was going to Leakers.
Oh, they don't have gas.
Yeah, I was going to say, do they?
Well, maybe that's why he was getting gas to get there. I don't know. I'm just guessing.
You never know.
We don't know for sure what Jim was doing.
Leakers sounding pretty good. It's chicken fried steak night.
Uh-oh. Oh, my goodness.
Uh-oh.
There you go. That got to you, didn't it?
No, I've already got dinner plans.
What are you doing?
I'm making dinner.
Okay.
What are you making?
I'm making some garlic butter shrimp and some bacon-wrapped shrimp with a fried rice and roasted green beans.
Just why do you have to put a fancy title on everything? You're not putting any roast on the.
Yes, I am.
You're gonna. What are you gonna roast?
Putting
green,
roast. He's roasting them.
That's how you make them.
It's an adjective.
You can roast the green beans. You could boil the green beans. You could fry the green beans.
Just say you're having.
Grill the green beans.
Just say you're having green beans.
I'm gonna roast the green beans.
I don't need
throw
to
a
hear
salt and pepper on them, and then
that's it. Jeff knows they're pretty good.
I don't need the fancy descriptions.
I was going to invite you out tonight, but if you're doing something, then that's okay.
Oh, it's too bad. He's not going to be able to join you.
Well, David Michael Hahn and I are going to little old Chicago.
So he's not really inviting me. He's going with his buddy and as a tag-along.
No, I think the more the merrier.
Oh. Why aren't I invited?
Obvious reasons.
You're going to Leakers.
No, really. Why aren't I invited?
You want to come?
No, but okay, why aren't I invited?
That's why.
Woo!
That's why right there.
Yeah, I might come now.
That's fine.
Well, but really, I want to know why.
Which old Chicago are we going to?
Why David Michael Hahn wouldn't just say, hey, invite your dad. I'd like to hang with him.
Because he's 30 and you're 80? I don't know. That might be it. There's got to be something to that, generally. But
what do you mean?
What do you mean? What do I mean?
I don't know. Tell me what you mean by that. Can I not relate to a 30-year-old?
I wouldn't think that easily, no.
Well, how do I do this show?
Well, future Bob calls, lets us know how you're going to be soon, which should tell a lot of people how you are now.
You know, my wife's had a conversation with me about this kind of anti-aging thing.
She has?
Yes.
What has she said?
The way you dig in on it.
Really?
Yeah, the way you ridicule me.
What do you say to her?
She's not happy about it.
But what do you say to her?
I just tell him he's a jackass.
Tell her?
That you're a jackass. Oh.
See, that happens in my house, too. I don't like the way your dad talks
really?
To you. Yeah.
What do you tell her?
I say, it's just a show. Who cares?
And what'd she say?
She said, I know, but...
You know, we can't all be flowery and complimentary.
How boring would that be?
And loving. So we've tried to tell people numerous times that if this show... Jason?
Yes,
your
Bob.
Son played very well the other night. It was a real joy watching him.
It was such a pleasure that you came out to watch with us.
Really, I mean, good.
It meant a lot to all the kids that were
there. Yeah, it was
there.
Fun driving out to Mays, and
it was super
that would be
fantastic.
A good show. Let's do that for the rest of the
Jeff, that was a good. That's a good point, Jeff. Maybe we should.
Jeff, I really like your hat today.
Yeah,
it's
I like. What
sweaty,
is that? A Cleveland Guardians hat?
An Indians hat back.
They had a really good season.
Yeah, they suck.
No, they really, really had a good year. I was proud of them.
This
Thanks.
Is a nice show today.
Yeah, everybody's feeling good about it.
Stop it.
Well, is that the kind of show we want?
I couldn't do it for 2 hours. No way. Can't do it.
First of all, it's not in my nature.
Well, we know that.
Same.
And secondly,
it's in very few people's. Well, some.
Apparently, Jim is holding again. Let's see if we can make this work this time. Jim?
Hello?
What'd you get gas down to?
Yeah, this gas here is $2.68.
That's impressive. That's what I thought you said.
On Mays Road.
All right. What can we do for you, Jim?
My point was, since I was 5 years old, I was told when the official score makes his decision and writes things down back in those days, you didn't argue with the official score. You got two kindergartners there that haven't learned, you know, how they conduct business in a sporting event.
That's exactly what I'm trying to point out, Jim. All they do is whine, man.
I can't believe Jeff and Max are kindergartners, but I guess they are.
Well, throw Max in because I got three kindergartners, Jim.
Oh, well, okay. We have three kindergartners and one who has yet to conquer kindergarten math. But other than that, yes.
Jim, there they go again.
All right. Bye.
Thank you. Thank you, Jim, for pointing that out. And that's exactly right. And that's how people of my generation, a little older, look at this kind of whining. Like, we don't tolerate it.
What did Duda do?
I don't know.
Stick
that's
up for Duda
best,
in this one.
Thing.
He hasn't really said much about this.
Well, I'm throwing you. I'm lumping you in.
Happy days. I'll jump in there. I'm good with it.
I've known you to whine.
Yeah, well, you're wrong. Can't add.
Oh, now.
There he goes.
Now, if you're lumping me in, I might as well get some shots in while
that's
I'm
That's true. That's fair.
Jim, great point.
I mean, you probably had the wrong glasses on when you were trying
you
to write stuff down.
268 gas. I'd like to know that.
On Mays Road, he said.
There's also the QT is 268 at Tyler and Central.
I filled up for like 289 a couple days ago. Guess I should have waited.
Tyler and 13th, 268.
Yeah, you spent an extra $2.
Yeah.
Could've
well, I was
it.
Down to 8 miles. I don't know if I would have made it two more days.
Okay, don't wait till it's down to 8 miles.
Getting gas is a pain, man. I never know when to do it. I don't want to do it before work. I don't want to do it after radio because it's usually just get it after between Channel 12 and here. It's usually when
have
I get
you ever
gas.
Thought to yourself that getting gas is a pain.
No, it just needs to be done, so you just do it.
Yeah, and I never. What a whine.
That sounds like something that you treat. That's a pain. Like, it just needs to be done, so you. That's a pain. Well, right? You don't say, hey, well, I like doing it.
It needs to be done.
It's a responsibility of life.
That's like getting your wisdom teeth pulled.
No, not at all.
No, that's what you'd say. Well, it needs to be done, so I'll do it, but it's a pain. That's. He just left that the it's a pain part out of the sentence.
Not really.
Everything else he said was, yeah, it's a pain.
No, wisdom teeth only need to be pulled at the behest of a doctor.
Right, but if it needs to be done, then you go do it, right?
Gas you need to get periodically.
But it's still a pain.
Not to me. I've never felt like filling my gas tank. I'll be so glad when it's over.
I got to stop. I'm not going to be home the time that I wanted.
How long does it take you to get gas?
I might be late to where I'm going.
Did Jim hit the nail on the head here, man?
Well, with somebody.
I mean, absolutely ridiculous. Tim Fitzgerald, GoPowerCat.com, will join us at 2:45. Sunflower Showdown happening Saturday in Manhattan. We'll talk to Fitz about that. We've got picks in hour number two. Meanwhile, we've got a bunch of whiners here today that I'm going to try to corral.
Well, you're leading the charge, so maybe you should
haven't whined yet.
In your world, but I guess that's what happens at your age.
We'll be back.
Why? Whoa, okay. This one says you get a free phone if you switch. Hey, this one also says you get a free phone if you switch.
Yeah, they all do, hon.
Huh. The T-Mobile one says their customers had the lowest wireless bills versus the other big guys over the past 5 years. And their latest experience plans have Netflix included, plus a year of DashPass by DoorDash.
Mm-mm-mm. Hang on, let me see that. Oh, yeah, we're switching.
That's what I'm talking about. Do we clap now, or...
At T-Mobile, get savings that keep stacking up. That's value you can feel every day. And right now, bring your phone to T-Mobile, and we'll give you $400 when you switch.
Savings based on Harris X billing snapshots from Q3 2021 to Q4 2025 compared to average AT&T and Verizon bills. Comparison excludes discounts, credits, and optional charges. $400 with new account on qualifying line. Unlocked device credit ported 90 plus days with device and carrier and timely redemption required. Virtual MasterCard typically takes 14 weeks, no cash access, and expires in 6 months. Card issued by Sunrise Banks N.A. member FDIC. Visit T-Mobile.com.
Little Bob here. It's America's 250th birthday, so shop the furniture America's waited 250 years for at Bob's Discount Furniture. We've got ultra-comfy power reclining sofas, stylish dining sets with convenient lift-top storage, best-selling bedrooms with over 700 five-star reviews, and a feature-packed pop-up sleeper sofa with built-in shelving and those signature Bob-a-pedic seats. So stop into Bob's Discount Furniture or shop online at mybobs.com, where America shops for furniture.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
The road to the MLB All-Star Game presented by MasterCard starts with you. Who will take the field this July? The power is in your hands. Phase one of the 2026 Konami eBaseball MLB All-Star Ballot is open. Vote up to five times daily for your favorite stars. And get a bonus daily vote by downloading the Konami eBaseball MLB Pro Spirit game. Top vote getters advance for the chance to be a starter. Cast your ballots at MLB.com/vote. MLB trademarks used with permission.
Dollars Monday through Friday. That's music is in the still of the night from Stevie Nicks, as we're playing music from women here on the show this week. Jason Duda in today, the three-man booth on a Thursday. We've got Minnesota in LA to face the Rams tonight. Minnesota giving 2.5. We're not picking the game, but let's pick it informally, because this one gives me pause. Because Matthew Stafford. Thoughts?
Not because of Matthew Stafford.
No, it is because of Matthew Stafford.
In what way?
It shouldn't be. It should be because he's better than Sam Darnold.
Okay, but he's not if he doesn't have weapons. And the difference tonight is that they may have Cooper Kupp and Puka Nacua back. That's what really should give you pause. Matt Stafford throwing a Tutu Atwell and DeMarcus Robinson, nothing. But if he has actual weapons out there, then yeah. But I think
Jeff's wife's listening to this. Because
why? What'd I do?
He's making sense on this.
Well, yeah, but even so,
okay, I got to hear this.
Isn't it kind of irritating to hear him talk? Even though it makes some sense.
Some?
And I'll give him some credit for that.
Thank you, I appreciate
it. There's sense. Yeah, I get it. But just watching him.
I love when he backtracks. He doesn't backtrack his own point. He will reluctantly give credit to the other person's point.
Just watching him talk. I mean, doesn't that irritate you?
So basically, because he's sitting right there, it's irritating you.
You want me to go outside the room and keep making
something different.
I don't know if this mic stretches out there, but we can see.
Yeah, it'll stretch. It's a long mic cord. But anyway,
Stafford's old. He's still pretty good, but you know, you need players around you to succeed.
I think I'd pick the Vikings.
I think I would too. But these Thursday games,
I don't know. I think the Vikings are going to come back down to earth. They can win this game tonight.
They got a
obviously.
Really good defense,
and they hung with Detroit. And everybody thinks Detroit is like automatically the Super Bowl team in the NFC.
Well, Detroit's good.
They gave up some running yards against Detroit, but for the most part, that Minnesota defense has been very stout.
I don't know. I think the Rams probably win tonight.
You're picking the Rams.
I'm picking the Rams. I think if at least Cooper, I think Cooper Kupp's playing, like Jeff said. Puka Nacua, they're saying they're not sure if he's going to play today. I'd actually be surprised since they just turned on the 21-day practice
window.
To play him 3 days after that, and he hasn't had a full practice yet, I highly doubt he plays tonight. Get through the week, then a full week of practice and have him back. But even with Cooper Kupp, that's going to open up things for Kyren Williams in the running game a little more because they're going to have to focus on Kupp. I'm not totally sold on Minnesota yet. I don't think their defense is that good.
Well, it's the best in the league.
I don't think Sam Darnold is that good. I'm going to go with the Rams tonight.
He has
that irritated me, too.
Rams for 10.
I don't think Minnesota's defense is that good.
Rams for 10.
That's ridiculous.
Well, you should have put it as a bonus game.
Now, I think now that you've put that out there, we should count that for you.
I think
no one else is picking. But if the Rams cover and win... Sure, I'll give you 10 points.
All right.
And if they don't?
No, I'm not.
I'm taking a 10 away.
That's fair.
I'm not.
That's a fair wager.
Are you the official score?
Yes, and according to Jim, that's all that matters. And
I've been an official score, and it is all that matters. However, you can file a written protest, and I think that's what Max has done by adding up the numbers accurately, is here's your written protest. So someone... above us has to settle that.
Who's that going to be?
I don't know. That's a great question.
I know it is.
Someone's going to have to go through all the records each week, see, really just start from scratch is what they're going to have to do. And that's not easy.
Well, I mean, we could just start all over right now, points.
That doesn't sound right.
Oh, this is the first time ever you've been in the lead and still you're whining.
Not whining.
Wouldn't you... Jim thinks it's whining.
Well, Jim thinks a lot. Jim's whining about gas prices.
Yeah, and he's worried about groceries, so he might be hungry, too.
There is that.
Oh, it could be just hangry. Got a little hangry going on.
Well, I don't like it when the guy in the lead is the one bitching the most.
I'm not. That's not this at all. You know, if I want to win fairly, right? I'm not out here, you know, well, the referee didn't see it, so I'm going to bash this guy with a chair and get the pin and feel good about it. I'm a baby face. I'm the top baby face probably on KFH right now on the entire station. I'm probably the top good guy. And I want to win.
God, what an idiot.
Fair and square.
I mean, what an absolute.
You just went a hair too far there, kid.
Well, you're with him.
Not in this one. I told you earlier, if he said something really stupid, I might have to backtrack.
What does that even mean in the first play?
It means I want to win fairly. I'm not an underhanded guy. If my points are inaccurate, you know, I'm probably still winning, right? But I want to make sure that everyone gets their just due every time out.
That's so nice of you.
Thank you.
Well, I hope you're not winning very much longer.
We'll see how it goes.
We'll see if Duda gets... You know he's going to go 10 on his bonus.
What? You don't know that.
I'll bet you $1,000.
Okay, I'll take that bet.
Man, this is a tough game to go 10 on, although...
Is it?
To me, it is.
Is it?
It is a tough game to go 10 on. But Duda will.
I know where Jason is.
And he'll go 10 for K-State.
Of course he will.
And that's how that's going to roll.
You're stereotyping me now. I don't like that. That's just not fair.
KU has lost a lot of games where they've led late. It's like the Chiefs, and I don't want to give away too much of our thinking, but they're a 9.5-point favorite, and they rarely win by double digits. Did they beat New Orleans?
They're playing Vegas.
I know. Did they beat New Orleans
Vegas
by double digits?
Vegas is decimated. Mentally, physically. That franchise is just at its... rock bottom.
You think they'll be looking for a new coach after this year?
I don't know, but they can't get anything right. They just can't get anything right.
Well, they went into the season without a quarterback. What's that tell you?
Right.
I mean, they went into the season without a quarterback. Aiden O'Connell and Gardner Minshew are not going to win you many.
You'll never do anything with those guys.
And then Devonta Adams, he was mad. You could see last year he was disgruntled with everything. You knew something was going to happen there. I didn't see exactly that he was going to get traded right away or
look
he
at
had
the
a
Bears.
Hamstring problem, blah, blah, blah.
The Bears went for a quarterback. It didn't work out as well as they were hoping it would. They sent him along his way, and they got another quarterback. And now this guy, Caleb Williams,
it's not
looks
the first
like,
time that that has happened.
Looks well. Why don't the Raiders ever do it?
Well, they haven't. They haven't drafted in the right position.
Why don't they move up
to be able to do that? Because they're trying to win, but they're not good enough
they're
to win.
They're not good. Why don't they realize
so
they're not good enough to win?
So they go 7-10, or 8-9, or 10-7, and they draft in the middle
they
of the first round.
They don't go 8-9 or 10-7.
They were in the playoffs like 2 years ago.
Yeah, with Derek Carr.
Whatever it was.
Who's a serviceable mid-tier quarterback.
Right. But you're never going to.
They can't ever get anybody better than that.
Now they will. And we'll see who that potentially is.
They'll probably just take the fastest guy in the draft.
Well, maybe they'll.
Whoever the wide receiver is that runs the fastest, we're taking.
Well, maybe they'll take Travis Hunter or somebody like that from Colorado. But you'd think they're trying to bottom out to take a quarterback. Because you can't win without one. You can have 21 Travis Hunters. And if you have a bad quarterback, it's not going to work out for you.
Somewhere along the line in yesterday's show, Jeff thought, wow, I'm really, really good right now.
Yeah, I was pretty good yesterday. And, did you hear the show?
No.
And now it's carried over to today. I can always tell when he has confidence.
This is expert analysis is what
see?
This is.
See what I mean?
The kid's feeling good. I can't blame him for that.
It's always easy to tell when he's feeling it. It doesn't make any more sense. It's not
it
any more right.
It should.
But it's confidently presented. And if you can do that consistently, half of the audience will be out there going, I think Jeff's making a good point.
As they should. You know what Joe Walsh says? If you pretend like you know what you're doing, everybody thinks you do. So,
well, apparently you've gotten that message.
I sure have. And it's an accurate message.
Because this is total pretense.
Fake it till you fake it. You don't have to fake it until you make it. Faking it is making it.
Oh, he feels good about that. Look at him.
Right? How good was that, dude?
You know, I know this guy.
No,
like
you
the
don't.
Back of my hand.
I don't even know me like the back of my hand. I don't know how you could.
Even though he kind of screwed that up, that fake it until you make it, or whatever he said, he felt good about it.
As long as he's happy, he's feeling good, he's ready to go, hey, give the kid
probably going to play catch during the break.
Whoa, yeah,
life is beautiful right now.
It's fantastic. Absolutely fantastic.
Skinner texting me. This
Skinner?
Is
always,
my
he's
phone,
texting you.
My phone's
he has
smoking.
Your cell phone number? That's a problem.
Huh.
You want to share?
I don't know. No.
He's asking you
to share it off the air.
Okay.
I don't know what it really even means.
I don't either.
Well, I'm sure he wants you to read it out loud, or otherwise he wouldn't have.
Or he could have called.
I could call, but you never know if Skinner's near a phone or not. I mean, where he lives, let's just put it this way. Not a lot of power lines.
I get
See,
it.
See, there we go. That's yeah, enough. Talk about a guy who's feeling it, but shouldn't be.
That was brilliant.
It was?
Yeah.
I mean, you set it up for 10 minutes. Well, here this one is. Listen to this now. I'll put it this way. Phones, Skinnerd, I'll say it like this. No. Oh, now that's funny.
It wasn't even close, but the premise was correct.
So we don't have to be accurate now. We just throw a bunch of stuff out there. And this dummy laughs.
Well, why wouldn't he? He's an impartial observer.
And he becomes a barometer.
I am the
of
judge
whether
and
your
jury.
Stuff is working.
Exactly.
I'm the judge and jury of this show.
As he, I mean,
that
usually
is
yes.
True.
Ridiculous.
Well, you're the official scorer, but I'm the judge.
What am I? The number one good guy.
Yeah.
Let's take a break.
Yeah, you're the self-proclaimed good guy of all of KFH.
That's right.
Here's Tim Fitzgerald.
Some accuracy to that.
I don't need a comment. I'm making
okay.
a statement.
Tim Fitzgerald joins us.
Here's Tim Fitzgerald from GoPowerCat.com to join us as we break down the Kansas State game coming up Saturday in Manhattan. Fitz, how are you?
I'm good. It looks like we're going to have nice weather for a night game. It'll be awesome.
Finally, it's not going to be 95 degrees, I don't feel like, so it should be conducive to a good football game. KU seems to be playing a little better, especially offensively. They handled Houston with no problem. I thought there might be a problem. There wasn't. Are they getting better?
It appears so, and I think they're beginning to mesh offensively with the new system and the talent, and when that happens, they're going to be really – really fun to watch what we expected. I think they're turning into the team we expected at the start of the season. It's just been an unbelievable, strange start to the year for them. I just never have seen anything like it. And they're better than what their record says. I know that's kind of cliche, but this team really, really is. They got as good a talent as most teams in this conference, and they showed Houston that they're not messing around last week.
Do you wish they'd done it against any other team but Houston? I think in this version of the Big 12, just about any conference win is a meaningful win because, you know, you can move up or down the standings with in 1 week. But does Houston count for that still?
Well, that's TCU. They went in there and won. So Houston's shown they can do it. They're just in a first phases of a rebuild. They don't have a reliable quarterback, and these are the results you often get when you don't have reliable quarterback play and you're just not that good a team.
Fair enough.
What are you looking at this game? Obviously, when it comes to these two teams playing, everybody's watching and paying attention here in Kansas. How do you see this game unfolding? Who has to do what in order to win it? Obviously, We're more worried about KU. What do they have to do to possibly win this game against K-State?
Well, I think whoever establishes their run game, including the quarterback run in this game, is going to be at a big advantage. And if you don't, if you stop the other team, what are you committing in terms of resources to do so? So if a team can run the ball and keep some balance in their offense and take, you know, get the ball downfield, they're going to be in good shape. And KU's capable of that. The question becomes, can they take away Kansas State's run, including the quarterback run? And, you know, they probably are still having some nightmares for what happened with Garrett Green against KU. And Avery Johnson's an even bigger running threat who took last week off from running the ball so that he'd be healthy for this game. And that plan worked out. So it'll be interesting. To me, it's always about the line of scrimmage. But this game in particular, if you're not winning that line of scrimmage, you've got an uphill battle.
Talking now with Tim Fitzgerald, our frequent guest, publisher of GoPowerCat.com. Kansas State, Kansas, set for kickoff at 7 o'clock in Manhattan on Saturday night. Then K-State has before mentioned Houston, and then a bye. Arizona State finishes at home against Cincinnati and on the road at Iowa State. And what, let's not get ahead of ourselves, but
right,
as we look down that road, that game starts to stand out a little bit.
You know, this is so funny how a season plays out. You looked at this game as being monumental, and it is a big game, but we thought this would be a matchup of two top 20, if not 15 teams. And Houston we thought would be down, but, you know, then you thought Arizona State and Cincinnati, well, those are not easy wins too. Well, those teams are both playing pretty well. Cincinnati's got a huge one this weekend at Colorado. And, of course, going to Iowa State is always a challenge, and doing so in late November. The weather will be probably better than last year's game in Manhattan, but it still will probably be a pretty cold night up there.
So you said KU is better than its record. That's probably fair. We've probably figured out now that K-State is better than it's showing at BYU, and their offense has really picked up a lot from there. Avery Johnson is proving a lot as a passer. Whose learning curve do you think has been faster? Has K-State progressed at the same rate, do you think, as KU? How much of an edge might that give them?
Yeah, I mean, I think K-State's been improving since the Tulane game, and they improved within the realm of that game. Almost losing that on the road, going up against a really good quarterback who was spreading the ball around the field. And they've kind of figured out they're a better team when they pressure the quarterback, and they've kind of carried that in. I don't think the BYU game is that reflective of Kansas State. It was one of those nights when things just went horribly wrong. But I'll say this. The way they've reacted to adversity since that game has been much more productive. And we saw it at Colorado. We saw it, you know, the next week with, you know, Oklahoma State. We've just seen them respond to some of the same scenarios they faced at Brigham Young much differently. And I think that's been a really big growth for this team. But you go back early in the season, if you could limit K-State's running game and make Avery beat you with his arm, you might win that game. Last week, he absolutely torched West Virginia. That accomplished slowing down DJ Giddens. And as I mentioned, he wasn't running the ball. So it was a game where K-State needed to win with these pass, and they did. And I think that's a sign of the whole team growing, let alone Avery Johnson.
Yeah, and that kind of leads me to my question. I was just curious on how you've thought the development of Avery Johnson has been. Obviously, here went to Mays.
Yep.
How do you think he's progressed here as a sophomore and been the man? He's been the quarterback. He is the quarterback. There's no question there. How do you think he's handling it, and where do you think he's at in his progression?
Yeah, these back-to-back road wins, first at Colorado, which was a significant challenge. He had to make a big play at the end to get it done, and he did. And then you go down, and as I said, he was a pocket passer essentially last Saturday. He had eluded like one or two pass rushes, really didn't get touched that often, didn't get tackled the entire game, and he turned into a pocket passer that can absolutely slice you apart, made some really pretty throws. And this kid's still just scratching the surface. There's so much he can develop into, and we haven't seen the full ability of him to throw the ball and run the ball. But I think, you know, that well could be on display Saturday. We'll find out. But I know he's intending on being a big part of the running game with DJ Giddens and Dylan Edwards. And if that all comes to fruition, Avery Johnson is going to be an elite quarterback. He's just kind of got to grow his way into it, but he's getting there.
Tim Fitzgerald with us, GoPowerCat.com. Talk some about the defense here, because it's been really good all season long, and we always spend our time talking about Giddens and Avery Johnson and Dylan Edwards, and I feel like we slight the defense to some degree. Tell us about some of those stalwarts who are playing so well.
Well, Brendan Mott at defensive end, you know, 2 years ago he was the other guy that got single teamed because Felix Anjudike Uzomah was so dominant on the other end. And last season, he was the top returning sack collector in the Big 12, which kind of slipped by people. He wasn't quite as good last year. He has been absolutely dominant this season, even catching double teams. He plays with a high motor and really finishes off sacks and pressures to the point where quarterbacks just surrender and throw the ball away. The linebackers have been elite. Austin Romaine at middle linebacker is a totally different player than a year ago. He's turned into a really good true sophomore linebacker. And on the back end, they've got some really nice pieces. The back end's probably been a little bit more mistake prone than the front end, but they stop the run, they force teams to throw, and then the back end of the defense has been good enough to bottle things up. Kansas State's given up three 300 yard passers this year and won all three games because they limit the actual explosive plays, and they also do a good job of tackling after the catch. And that'll be something they have to replicate on Saturday.
What has it been like for you to cover the Big 12 at 16 teams? It's not my job, but to me it's like almost overwhelming because you have six teams at 3-1 or better, and you want to think like, okay, well, they'll probably play some combination of the same teams, but it's not the case. So I have to go, look, who did this team have left? Who's this team? And it's just like, where does it even – how do you go about it? It seems like extremely impossible sometimes.
It is, man. It's hard to follow. And think about how upside down this conference is. We thought Arizona State and BYU would be the two worst teams. Well, BYU might be the best team, and Arizona State's up there. Utah, Kansas, Oklahoma State, they're all down and towards the bottom. Arizona, we thought those would be in the upper tier. So that's been the confusion, is trying to sort out who's really good and who's just played well and who's, you know, who's bad. I've come to the conclusion Utah is indeed bad. You just don't know what's coming every week. It's been really hard. And most of all, I think all of us who travel, whether it's parents, media, or the players and coaches, this conference is a real challenge. I mean, K-State played a Big 12 after dark game, kicking at around 9:30 Central last week at Colorado. They turn around this most previous weekend and head to West Virginia for 6:30 game Central Time. They get back, and now they have a 7 o'clock game. I think that's what's been really interesting, is the number of night games the Big 12 is playing. They've actually had some really conducive time slots and platforms, network platforms, to pull some decent ratings. I think that surprised me. But, boy, you just better put your travel britches on in this conference, because you're going to be going all over the place.
Do you think that, you know, and we're talking, obviously, with teams can beat anybody in this conference. How do you see the BCS rolling out with this? Are we going to get a couple teams? Is it just going to be one?
Yeah. CFP.
Or the CFP, sorry. How do you think that's going to play out with the Big 12? How many teams do you think are going to get a chance? Because they're going to beat each other up throughout the years, and you know how that's going to work. If you got three losses or two losses and the SEC has two losses, you're not going to get it.
Right. Right. It's like arguing with your wife. You can't agree, so you lose.
Yeah. Thank you so much. I'm glad I'm not alone.
Yeah, you're exactly right. But back to Jeff's point, the schedules are unbalanced. You look at BYU, if they win this weekend at UCF, they should be undefeated. Again, like you said, anyone can get you, and they almost got by Oklahoma State last weekend. But you look at Iowa State, they should win out until Kansas State goes up there. And on paper, Kansas State should win out until they go to Iowa State. So here's the best-case scenario for this to go down. Kansas State, Iowa State go unbeaten until they meet in Ames. Colorado goes unbeaten and ends up 10-2, and that might be important. And you got BYU cruising through the conference. They go 12-0. Well, you're going to have an 11-1 team playing a 12-0 team for the conference championship. Particularly BYU is the loser. How do you turn them down at 12-1? And with that said, whoever loses, if Iowa State loses to Kansas State, they're 11-1. That's a hard sell not to, if they're in the top 15. And oh yeah, Colorado. Guys, I'm telling you, if that program rattles off five wins here to close the season, they will be in the top 15 of the rankings, and you better believe ESPN is going to want them in the playoff because of those television ratings. I think the Big 12 is in a really strong position as long as those four leaders continue to emerge and separate from the rest of the pack.
Good stuff as always. I wanted to get to basketball. You think football is jumbled? Wait till we get to basketball season.
Oh my
gosh. We'll put that off for the next time we talk to you, Fitz.
Okay, boys. Good to hear from you.
Thank you. As always, Tim Fitzgerald, publisher, GoPowerCat.com, all your K-State news in one place. We'll be back, hour number two. Notice how Jeff corrected you on BCS and jumped right in there.
Yeah, that's okay.
Is that all right?
It actually doesn't bother me.
It's okay.
I don't mind if I accidentally said something that wasn't quite right.
Well, they discontinued the BCS in 1981.
Well, yeah.
Otherwise, you did fine.
It just came out there. I'm old. I got concussions.
There you go. We'll be back.
Stand by for action.
Quiet, numbskulls. I'm broadcasting.
This is the Bob and Jeff Show, starring Bob Lutz.
I've been to Vegas four times in my life. The last time I went, I took $800. At the end of night one, I had 50 left. I went to work and created a bundle of cash. You hawk your watch to get out of Vegas.
Hawk your watch?
You lose everything.
Jeff Lutz.
I don't know what that means. Somebody explain that to me. Somebody born in the 30s. I mean, I'll give you what I know, but I don't know much.
And Jason Duda. For today, anyway.
Let's get to Jason Duda, who's in Las Vegas.
I'm not going to lie to you. I'm sitting with a cocktail.
Woohoo! This is so proud of my drunkenness. What a look.
I did it. I'm not drunk yet.
Joe.
97.5 and 1240 KFH.
Only the best for your special playtime.
Welcome back, everyone. Hour number two, the Bob and Jeff Show, KFH Radio. Jason Duda in with us, the three-man booth today. Our hotline, sponsored by IHOP, it's 869-1240. You can celebrate the weekdays with your new IHOP house faves, all of them for just $6, Monday through Friday at IHOP. All right, we're going to make our picks coming up here in about 20 minutes or so. We do have the World Series finally starting tomorrow night in Los Angeles. Yankees, Dodgers, are you in a place yet, Jeff, where baseball has meaning for you?
No, I've moved on to basketball, I think.
You're not going to watch the World Series.
I might give it a look or follow it.
No, you won't.
But I cut the cord. But when I turned on that Pacers game last night, that was the symbolic, I got to do this. That was kind of like, it was tough. It was painful.
Well, they struggled with Detroit.
Not really.
Well, I'm just.
They didn't struggle with
like
Detroit. They struggled with themselves.
They struggled with Detroit.
Detroit didn't do anything. That
they were down 9 in the third quarter.
They had to do something.
Yeah, they couldn't shoot for a long time, and then they put it together, and they won. It's Detroit. It's the.
I mean, you struggled with them.
Well, it was the first game
again,
of the season.
Again, you're following a team that's not going to win anything.
They were in the conference finals last year.
Did they win?
What is anything to you?
Did they win?
I'm asking you what anything
winning
is.
Championships.
So win anything is only a championship.
Winning championships. That's the standard.
A lot of teams haven't won championships.
Right. And I follow one that hasn't won one in 13 years.
Oh, my goodness.
You follow one that hasn't won one in 76 years.
The Pacers have never won an NBA championship.
Well, what do you think of that?
But they won some ABA titles.
Why pick a team that's never won?
Because they're fun. They're a fun team.
He obviously has a reason why he picks these teams. I don't know if it's normal or if that's just how you do it, but he's picked teams. I have to give him credit, though, that he sticks with them, and that's got to say something.
Yeah, the Pistons are a lot better.
Trying to be nice there.
Yeah, that...
It didn't come off very well.
You tried, though, and that's all that matters.
I put in an effort for
you. Exactly. Pistons are much better. They added Malik Beasley, Tobias Harris, Tim Hardaway Jr., and another lottery pick.
They were one of the worst teams to ever lace them up last year.
They were pretty bad last year.
And you struggled with them on opening night.
But every team's hyped up for opening night at home, and we won. And there you go. It's all that matters.
Well, good luck to you.
1-0.
Good luck to you.
Friday, tomorrow at MSG on ESPN.
That game, and you don't like watching the Knicks, so.
I hate the Knicks.
So that'll be difficult for you because.
At least I won't have to. Well, maybe I should watch the. They don't give you an opportunity home or away broadcast. They only give you the home broadcast. So I'll have to watch the Knicks tomorrow, probably, over the ESPN.
Over the World Series.
Over the ESPN broadcast.
Over the World Series.
Oh, for sure.
And you call yourself a baseball.
And you know why?
This is what bothers me.
And you know why?
You call yourself a baseball guy. You say that your love for baseball is on par or stronger than mine.
It is. I love it so much I can't watch it. Right? I love it that much.
Odd. That's odd.
Yeah,
I love it so much that it hurts.
That might be a good Shakespeare novel.
Well, he's dead.
I love the major leagues, but I can't watch for my forlornness.
You try so hard.
I mean,
forlornness was a good try, though.
Right. If you'll let me finish, I'm going to get the shake.
Can you finish? Jokes, they don't hit the punchline.
I got due to laughing.
But yeah, you love something so much it hurts, it's best to let it go.
Shakespeare.
That's why.
So give me some more, because.
It's tough.
But Cleveland's out, so that hurt. I understand.
Right, it still hurts.
It's baseball.
Yeah, but I'm heartbroken.
You're that baseball guy.
If you're heartbroken by something.
I don't believe you're that heartbroken.
If your wife leaves you, are you just going to go, well, I'll have a date tomorrow. Yeah, see you guys later.
I've done that.
Yeah, you're asking the wrong guy, man. Like,
well, I know, but.
He's actually
let's
done
Let's pretend
that.
I'm talking to a non-sociopath.
Now I'm a sociopath.
Maybe. I
and your
know.
Wife sitting at home going, he's so mean to you, Jeff. That's what I don't
well,
get.
What she'd get out of that was your dad, he would go on a date with another woman. That's,
yeah, everything I say here is very serious.
Well, I made a pretty good point then, didn't I?
All I'm saying is, even if you're heartbroken, which you're not, you're over
I'm not.
You're over it.
No, I'm not.
This is a historic World Series.
Great.
This is the Yankees and the Dodgers. You've never seen that World Series.
No, it happened in 1981, the year prior to my birth.
And to me, when you have these two iconic franchises, I don't want it every year. If it starts to become a trend, we're going to have issues.
Well, it was in your childhood.
Yeah, but, we had many fewer teams. But I want to see Ohtani, Judge, Soto, Betts. I want to see that with my own eyes.
You're going to get.
I'm not going to watch the Pacers.
No,
for God's sake.
No,
play a meaningless game.
It's never meaningless when you go into Madison Square Garden.
It's completely meaningless
on national TV.
It's meaningless. It's meaningless. Let's be honest.
Every game has meaning. Why else do you play them?
Not in the regard of the World Series in Game One of the World Series.
You know
series.
What? Watching
the Game Two of an
watching Judge
NBA
and
season.
Soto and Stanton just reminds me of that they killed us. And so I'm not there yet. Is that a problem? Is that so bad?
It's weak.
It's not there yet.
It's weak.
It might be weak.
Maybe this is what
I'm not afraid of being weak.
Maybe this is what'll help you get over it. Watch the game, and it'll be over.
Yeah, I'd rather watch the Pacers.
Well, that's
I don't believe
your
that.
Prerogative.
You even smiled when you said it.
No, I would.
There's no truth to that.
So what happens when I watch the Pacers tomorrow instead of the World Series? Then am I still lying or what?
You're not a baseball guy.
I don't agree.
You're a Guardians guy, and that's it. See my point? There's nobody
well,
more
maybe
about,
I am.
About the Cardinals than I am. But now that we're at the World Series, and I like watching the playoffs. I watch baseball. That's what I do. I have a thirst for the game.
But if you had a team,
and when it's over, I will be in mourning.
But if you had a team in another sport that you wanted to watch,
this
and enjoy,
is a this is a made up thing for the most part.
It is,
part.
But I watch every game and I
yeah,
pay attention
because you have this,
and I pay to read blogs about them. And
you have this sense of pride you can't back
or
off.
Or I like it. I mean, that's possible too, right?
It is. You can't
is
argue
it probable?
That. Well, it is probable.
It is?
It's probable.
Is it a lock?
If you are a baseball guy, though, this is my thing. This is why I probably don't have a team. You should probably watch the World Series, I would think, would be more intriguing than Game 2 of a team that you became a fan of 2 years ago.
Yeah, there's an indication that he's not buying
year.
Your... Or, that he's not buying your deep allegiance that you claim to have.
Why can't... No, this is a real sincere question, because you know you got to explore it. I was 40 years old when I said hey, I want to start rooting for the Pacers. Why is that wrong? Why
I'm
should
it's wrong?
It wrong.
Well, but it only you're only going to say
your
it's,
secondary team. Okay, I like the.
You're
Pacers.
Only going to say it's made up, right?
But if you're trying to equate them to your fandom for the Guardians.
Well, I can't. I don't have the history with Indiana.
But if you're
but
sitting
I bet
there,
in 30 years I'll still like the Pacers.
If you're sitting there, I bet you won't.
I bet I do.
They won't have won anything.
Well, the Guardians haven't.
Well, exactly.
And
this is, look at the bitter person you become.
Right. I can't change now. Might as well stick with these losers that give me nothing.
Instead, you could... You know, throw off some of your attention for the World Series tomorrow night. Not have a vested interest. Just enjoy watching the spectacle. What we're going to see in L.A., it's going to be amazing.
But it is an issue because the Guardians, as long as they have their current front office, aren't going to be bad for a long stretch, right? Not going to happen. That hasn't happened yet. It won't happen. Pacers might. That's a possibility. They're a small market team. You never know what's going to happen in the NBA. Teams bottom out and they are bad for several years, like historically bad. So if and when that happens, yes, my fandom will be tested. But until then, I'm going to ride the wave
and watch it over the World Series.
We'll see.
Well, either yes or no. Or are you going to watch the Pacers tomorrow?
I plan
night?
On watching the Pacers tomorrow.
What?
That's my plan.
You're shocked.
Well, I'm a little shocked at him, and I'm surprised you're not shocked.
Well,
because we're a baseball family.
Well, I know you are. That's why I said what I said earlier. I don't know. I would think that you'd have watched the baseball.
The Guardians, sorry to say the Indians, the Guardians have done severe psychological damage to him if he's choosing to watch the Pacers. Over the World Series, you see my point.
Well, it hurts. It's
this not
is a different
year
I
agreed
after
with
year.
That.
This is a different level of hurt because I was in Las Vegas, so I kind of even look at my
Don't
time in Las
us.
Vegas as a little bit of a failure. Because
well, not a little
because
bit.
Because my team lost while I was there, so now I look. Well, Vegas, I love the show and the Eagles and everything, but that's where my season ended. That's where I was crushed nearly to death. By the falling bricks, that is your favorite team's
again.
Season ending.
Well,
that's
you're really
good. That was poetic though. Wasn't
not
it?
Really. I just don't understand how my offspring, my son, can ignore the World Series between.
I'm not going to ignore the World Series.
Just not going to watch it if the Pacers are playing. Is that what you're saying?
So you'll watch Game 2 of the World Series because the Pacers won't play that night.
When's game two? Saturday?
Yes.
Yeah, I won't. Sunday, though. Pacers
no, Sunday,
play.
The game, there's an off day in baseball.
Well, there you go. I got two games I'm going to watch. It's beautiful. What a plan that I've
we've but to not watch put together. Game one.
I didn't say I wouldn't watch it. What time does it start? I bet the Pacers
7:08.
Play.
7:08.
I bet the Pacers play at 6.
Well, you could watch the Pacers game might be over at halftime.
You never know.
Never know.
Very few NBA games are over at halftime, but it's possible.
Well, you never know. Doubtful, but we'll see how it plays
out.
You
can watch it and then watch the baseball game until there's 4 minutes left in the basketball game, then flip it and actually watch the rest of the basketball
see?
Game.
See what I'm saying? 6:30 is when
that matters. Anyway.
My kitchen will be 95% finished tomorrow. The refrigerator will be back in its rightful place in the kitchen.
I like where it's at right now, right in front of the TV in the living room there. Mm. That's fantastic.
Nah, I don't think so.
So much easier to go grab a beer and
I don't think you'd like it if it was in your house. So we're very close to getting back to normal.
What's the other 5%? What's that work look like?
Still got some electrical work, lights.
Well, we're happy.
Are you coming over Sunday to help us? Get things back.
It's in the realm of possibilities.
Well, you'll have to see if.
Well, what time the Pacers play?
Yeah, exactly.
That's a good question.
I know. So you got
a fair point.
If you can schedule it around when the Pacers play, he'd probably come and help you out.
Yeah, we'll need you in the afternoon if possible.
I think the Pacers play at 3.
Yeah, well, that's tough, isn't it?
Shut up, Duda.
Well, I'm just trying to help
you guys
out.
You don't know when they play.
I think they do.
You don't know when they play.
I'm just trying to help you guys out, sort things out as a family unit.
And that's we appreciate that.
Well, that's why I'm here.
Pacers Sunday.
Judge, jury, and psychiatrist. That's what I do here.
When do they play?
I'm looking it up or trying to. Like it should just tell me, right? Because that's my team. I've selected them as one of my teams. 2:30.
Told you.
Uh-oh. Against the 76ers home opener. I'm not missing that. What are you thinking?
So you're not coming over to help?
Well, I might come over afterward.
Oh, really? It's going to be afterward.
Well, like you can get dinner at that point.
Yeah, we can bring dinner.
I mean,
over.
It kind of makes sense. Oh,
I'll have to see what
I
my
said
wife
he was
said.
Gonna make, get you dinner. I was trying
to
help you out.
Bring us, you can get dinner.
You're
for
certainly
us.
Welcome to come by
Sunday. Yeah, I'll be there.
You know, we're older people. We need help.
Oh, if you need
you know,
help,
it's not easy to ask for help.
If you need help, I'll be there around 10 o'clock.
Well, we'll talk.
A.M. or P.M. Either one.
Yeah, it doesn't matter to you.
No,
he just wants his football day.
All right, time for a break. Then our picks. We've got 9 games coming up. We'll pick them all after this.
Whoa. Okay. This one says you get a free phone if you switch. Hey, this one also says you get a free phone if you switch.
Yeah, they all do, hon.
Huh. The T-Mobile one says their customers had the lowest wireless bills versus the other big guys over the past 5 years. And their latest experience plans have Netflix included, plus a year of DashPass by DoorDash.
Mm-mm-mm. Hang on, let me see that. Oh, yeah, we're switching.
That's what I'm talking about. Do we clap now, or?
At T-Mobile, get savings that keep stacking up. That's value you can feel every day. And right now, bring your phone to T-Mobile, and we'll give you $400 when you switch.
Savings based on Harris X billing snapshots from Q3 2021 to Q4 2025 compared to average AT&T and Verizon bills. Comparison excludes discounts, credits, and optional charges. $400 with new account on qualifying line. Unlocked device credit ported 90 plus days with device and carrier entirely redemption required. Virtual MasterCard typically takes 14 weeks. No cash access and expires in 6 months. Card issued by Sunrise Banks N.A. Member FDIC. Visit T-Mobile.com.
Little Bob here. It's America's 250th birthday, so shop the furniture America's waited 250 years for at Bob's Discount Furniture. We've got ultra-comfy power reclining sofas, stylish dining sets with convenient lift-top storage, best-selling bedrooms with over 700 five-star reviews, and a feature-packed pop-up sleeper sofa with built-in shelving and those signature Bob-a-pedic seats. So stop into Bob's Discount Furniture or shop online at mybobs.com, where America shops for furniture.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
From high school baseball to the men's NCAA College World Series to MLB and all the way to the National Baseball Hall of Fame, how will you make your mark in MLB The Show 26? Available now on PlayStation 5, Xbox Series XS, and Nintendo Switch. Rated E for everyone. Officially licensed by MLB Players, Inc.
Would you look at that? It's time for some of our favorite Snapple Real Facts. Real Fact 1433, toe wrestling is a competitive sport. Real Fact 732, the chicken is the closest living relative of the Tyrannosaurus Rex. And Real Fact 1599, a man once ate an entire airplane. Youch, did he have any hot sauce? Yeah, so anyways, this has been a refreshing break brought to you by Snapple. Real tea, real juice.
With Snap's Identity Refreshing!
This is the Bob and Jeff Show on 90...
Yes, Anthony's holding.
All right, let's get to the picks. We got a bunch of them to make, and we start, as always, in the college ranks. And here's the music. You ready to go?
Giddy up.
Alabama on the road in Columbia to face Missouri. Double check that, Jeff. Is that in Columbia?
Dude, I do not know.
And if you ever call me dude again, I'll rip.
Rip what? Say it. Say it out loud. I want to hear it.
Nobody calls me dude.
That game appears to be at Alabama.
Okay, Missouri at Alabama. Double check me on these.
Yes, Missouri is at Alabama.
Alabama, a 13.5-point favorite. I'll start. That's a lot of points. Alabama's not that good. Missouri's not that good. I don't know. Alabama for two. Jeff.
I don't know either, but I am a little bit relieved that this game, it turns out, is in Tuscaloosa, so my pick doesn't look as nonsensical as maybe it would have. I also have Alabama, and only for a measly 3 points.
Are you going to bet that was FanDuel, Jeff?
Yeah, I will, but I'll tell you about that when it's my turn to pick first.
Duda, who do you have in this one?
Well, I don't like going with you guys, but I think Alabama wins this game. Not totally confident in it, but I'll give them a one spot for Alabama.
A one for Alabama. Max?
Tommy's in Alabama. He told me go with Mizzou for two. Thank you, Tom Thurber.
Yeah, Tom Thurber, the renowned college football expert.
As he is.
Might go bet my house on Alabama now.
I think I got most of these games turned around in terms of where they are, but that's okay. Anthony, what about you? No, Alabama at home giving 13.5 to Missouri.
Well, there's a difference between Nick Saban, Alabama, and Kalen DeBoer, Alabama. Nick Saban, Alabama would be a more disciplined team. Kalen DeBoer team, well, they're kind of lacking in the discipline department, so I'm going to go with one on Missouri.
No confidence in that game anywhere.
No confidence.
No. All right, LSU visiting College Station to face Texas A&M. A&M, a 2.5-point favorite. Jeff, tell us about FanDuel, please.
Well, FanDuel is bringing us these picks right now. FanDuel is the number one sports book in the United States of America, and it is an official sports betting partner of the NFL, of college football, NBA, Major League Baseball, and KFH. I wish I had known this game was in College Station when I made this pick. I guess I'll have to reverse it now because I had LSU as a home underdog covering, winning probably, but now I'll switch it around and I'll say A&M for four.
A&M for four, Duda.
Not sure about that, Jeff. Think you should have probably stayed with your gut.
Maybe.
Even though it is changing, it's in College Station. I think LSU wins this game, but I am not confident in this. LSU for two.
No confidence yet. Max?
Yeah, I like LSU. They're ranked eighth. I'll take LSU for four.
LSU for four. Anthony?
I'm going to go with the Tigers also, and I'm going to lay a three spot on there.
All right. I'll go with LSU as well. I'll go a little higher, five.
Picking up some points.
Illinois and Oregon in the Big Ten. Still weird. Oregon, 21.5-point favorite. We start with Duda.
At Oregon, this is tough. I don't think they're going to blow them out by more than 21, so I'm going to take Illinois for three.
Dude is sticking to the NFL get all the points.
Well, that's his comfort zone.
Max.
Yeah, the Ducks are really good, but Illinois has been a tough out. And 21.5, that's a lot. I'll take Illinois for one.
Boy, we are struggling with confidence. Anthony.
21.5, that's laughable. I'm going 4 on Illinois.
21.5 is a lot of points. That's Oregon scores that in about 7 minutes normally. Will Illinois be able to slow them down? I've got Illinois, but for only one. I just don't feel it.
I don't know.
Jeff.
This is where you run into those problems with these huge conferences where Illinois will beat a team like, I don't know, Nebraska, and it'll look, okay, well, they won, and they're winning. They beat Northwestern, and they beat whoever. But when you play a real team, you have no idea what to expect. It seems like a lot of points, so I'll go Illinois for 2. I don't feel good about it at all.
All right, now we have an interesting one. Cincinnati going on the road to play at Colorado. The Buffaloes, a 5.5-point favorite in Boulder. We start with Max.
Deion has the defense playing well, so I'll take Colorado for 5 against Cincy.
5. Anthony.
I'm going to lay that same 5 on Colorado.
All right. I'm trying to look down at these NFL games. I don't feel confident about many of those either.
It's a tough week.
I like Colorado at home to cover that one against Cincinnati, and I'm going 6 on it. Jeff.
I had a pretty clear-cut 8-pointer this week, and after that it's basically a jumbled mess. So my number on this does not necessarily reflect my confidence, but Colorado is playing well, and I've got them for 7.
All right, a little more confidence so far. Let's see what Duda has. Now, normally he would go the other way
I
here.
I think everybody is just high on Colorado.
Tell us why we should be Cincinnati. High on Cincinnati.
Why should we be high on Colorado?
On Cincinnati?
I'm not saying you should be high on Cincinnati.
Because Colorado has 2 of the best players in the country.
And those two are going to be taken out a little bit. It's going to be a little bit of a closer
which
game.
Which player for Cincinnati is going to take them
out? Doesn't matter. The team is going to play well. One player does not make a team. 2 players do not make a team. Do they help? Yes, they do. Not in this case.
They're both going to be in the top 5 in the high.
Cincinnati for 4.
He's at WKRP. Look at that.
Just a dumb pick.
So what? Well, Cincinnati's, we'll find out. It doesn't matter.
Coach,
Jeff,
his name,
you know,
of course, is.
You don't. You know what?
And
Jeff,
he's going to scheme.
It doesn't matter
with his linebackers.
Gary,
who?
It's Gary and Fred and Todd.
Here's our bonus game for 1 through 10. It's Kansas and Kansas State in Manhattan. K-State a 10.5-point favorite. Anthony, you hit your bonus game last week. It helped you immensely. How do you feel about this one?
Man, I would have rather pick Northwest against Goddard Eisenhower than to try to pick Kansas against Kansas State. But Kansas, I think they got a little momentum, and they are probably the best 2-4, 2-5 team that you'd ever want to play against and the scariest team. So I'm going to lay 7 on the Jayhawks.
7 on the Jayhawks. Pretty confident. I think this is a really hard game. I could see Kansas State continuing to roll. In fact, I feel, I feel like that's the most likely outcome here. I'm not convinced about KU's defense. Their offense has played better. I like Kansas State for 6. Jeff.
K-State has obviously proven the most in the Big 12. They've gone on the road at Colorado and won. They ran away from Oklahoma State. So I got to go with K-State. And I wrote down 6, but I'm going to bump it up to 7.
Here's Duda. We know he's going 10. We know he's going K-State. Do we even need to? What do you think?
Hey, K-State's played some close games. They did run away last week. KU's played a little bit better. But I can't trust a 10.5-point line
on
either side. I mean, what are you supposed to do? So you know what you do? You pick it right, as I'm going to here, and put 10 on The Jayhawks.
Ooh. Oh, I can't wait.
That's so bad. You're fading. Max, what about you?
Wait a minute. That can't be right. Really?
It's correct, and
you're getting paid off or something.
Absolutely
what happened?
Not.
Something,
well, something
we'll just
happened.
Wait and see. It's going to be 40-30 is going to be the final score. I'm just telling you now.
Max, what about you?
I trust Tim Fitzgerald, K-State for 6.
Or it could be 42-28, and you're not even close.
All right. Max is with Jeff and me. Anthony and Duda are aligned. Now to the NFL. Houston Texans hosting Indianapolis. Texans giving 5.5. I'll start here. I like Houston in this game for 7. Jeff.
Yeah, I don't understand this line. A lot of the lines in the NFL this season have been closer than I thought. You don't see huge lines very often. And Anthony Richardson, I just don't have any belief in him so far. Houston for 8.
What about you, Duda?
I watched Houston the last 2 weeks. And all they've had is Joe Mixon. C.J. Stroud has not looked good. He threw for about 80 yards against Green Bay. That's a problem. That's a huge problem. Their defense is all right, but they're not fantastic. I think Indy stays within this. I think this is a close game. I got Indy for 5.
Boy, this is where Duda falls off the face of the earth. Max.
We'll see, boys.
What do the Colts have? They don't even have a quarterback. I'll take the Texans for 7.
And what about you, Anthony? Make it a clean sweep except for this this guy.
Man, this is a tough game to call. This is a tough one to call because I don't know if Houston got all their weapons like Nico Collins, their top wide receiver. If he's back and healthy, that makes C.J. Stroud look better. But if he's not healthy, my confidence is kind of wavering. So I'm going to go 2 on Houston.
Thank you, gentlemen.
Not confident. Buffalo at Seattle. Buffalo, a favorite on the road by 2.5. Jeff.
No confidence. Seattle's a tough team to play at home, so I'll take the Seahawks for 1.
What about you, Jason?
Seattle is a tough place to play. DK Metcalf probably not playing. Buffalo has looked a little bit better. I trust Buffalo. I trust Josh Allen over Geno Smith. Give me Buffalo for 6.
There's the confidence. Max.
Geno Smith has been a surprise, though. I mean, he really has.
But Josh Allen's the man.
He is. Yeah, I'll never go against Josh Allen. Buffalo for 6, especially if Metcalf's not in there.
Anthony.
Seattle is a schizophrenic team. You never know who's going to show up. They're good one week and bad the next week. Buffalo got Josh Allen, and they also have Amari Cooper. I'm going 7 on – did I already say 7? I thought I wrote everything down. I'm going to go –
No, you still have 7 open.
Good. I'm going to go 7 on Buffalo.
All right. And I like Buffalo as well in this game. I think they're going to win by a field goal or more. For 4 points, I'll pick the Buffalo Bills. Next is Chicago in Washington to face the Commanders. Chicago a favorite by 2.5 points.
Are you sure that's where that game is?
Yes. Yes. Look it up. I mean, you've had 4 hours to look this stuff up.
Well, I trust you, which obviously I shouldn't.
Mm. Oh, now you trust me. Mm. Earlier in the show,
it's interesting. Well,
yeah, you're right.
Roller coaster ride of Bob and Jeff continues.
Earlier in the show, I'm the biggest cheat to ever live.
The game appears to be in Washington.
What's your pick, Duda?
I think it's Jeff, isn't it?
No. No, it's you.
Oh, well, perfect. Chicago, Washington. Daniels, I don't think's playing. Who's their backup?
Marcus Mariota.
Exactly.
He didn't practice.
You're
going to
play Marcus Mariota?
He'll play.
Chicago's defense is good. They've started to run the ball. Love Chicago in this one. Chicago for 7.
Max.
This might be the week.
Yeah, I'm with
you. You're going to take over or sink.
Defense is good. Daniels hasn't practiced. I'm taking the Bears for 8. The Bears.
So what if he has?
How do you feel now?
So what if he hasn't practiced?
But he didn't practice today.
Who cares? I mean, practice, man.
He's going to get a cortisone shot in the rib and he'll be fine.
Okay, Allen Iverson here.
Anthony.
You're talking about practice, not a game. But
exactly.
Not a game.
Not a game. Not the game. Practice.
Not much game I love, but practice. Okay, so I'm kind of concerned because I don't know what celebrity play Washington's going to bust out with. They came out with the Taylor Swift play actually called Taylor Swift. So that's their secret weapon. So Chicago at Washington, Mariota, I don't know. I'm going to go Chicago, and I think I'm going to lay 6 on Chicago to cover the spread. And I might regret that, but I'm going with 6 on Chicago.
Yeah, I don't quite understand this. I might pick Chicago, but this concern about, well, he hadn't practiced. Come on.
He's got,
this is a great
ribs.
Week to give him some rest.
Ribs.
Ribs.
Oh, yeah. Obviously, you've never bruised your ribs and then tried to breathe.
This isn't Kawhi Leonard. This is a guy that, come on. Give me a break on that, would you?
Give us a chance. Exactly.
Dude, a punch Bob in the ribs and see if he can breathe.
Hey, well, I wouldn't feel it. Chicago for 3. Jeff.
Oh, you pick Chicago. Marcus Mariota,
I like Chicago.
It was Carolina last week. I get it. But Marcus Mariota played well, and you see that a lot.
I like Washington.
These backups who have played and started in the past, they come in and can do something for 2 or 3 weeks. So I think even if Mariota plays, which he won't, Daniels will play and win 6 for Washington.
Interesting.
Bring
that
the
game
boom.
Elicited a lot of confidence, but not really. By a bunch of guys, I don't get
it. I was very confident. Chicago
Kansas City and Vegas in Las Vegas. Chiefs giving 9.5. We start with Max. We know what he's picking. Go for it, Max, as you continue to fail
with
the Chiefs.
I don't get this Raiders stuff. They haven't been relevant since the 70s. Cliff Branch, Otis Histrunk aren't walking in there, but, you know, they're in Las Vegas. So I'll take Las Vegas for 2.
What?
Got to gamble.
I don't care.
Anthony?
Yeah. What was that doll that they made for Patrick Mahomes? Anyway, the doll is coming to Las Vegas. And I'm surprised this line isn't higher than what it is, 9.5. I don't care if it's in Vegas. I don't care if it's in Oakland. It could be in the bottom of the ocean. I would have gave Kansas City 19.5. Do not poke the bear that is known as Patrick Mahomes. Las Vegas is in trouble. I'm laying my 8 ball on Kansas City.
I think most sane people would. I'm also going 8 on Kansas City. Jeff doesn't have his 8 left, or his 7, or his 6. So this is a 5-pointer, apparently, for Jeff. You going with the Chiefs?
I was just in Las Vegas. Kind of got a feel for things, got the lay of the land.
Boy.
Talked to a lot of...
At the Silver Springs Hotel.
Talked to a lot of people who are Raiders fans.
Sure kinda, you did.
You know...
The three guys gambling at the Silver
Springs
Hotel.
What's the season
like?
How do you guys feel? What's the outlook on this? What's the big picture? And, you know, I didn't find out much.
Make the pick.
Thanks for explaining
KC
that.
KC for 5.
Thanks for the explanation.
You're welcome. That was like Bob doing one of his jokes.
Judah, KC for 8.
You might be surprised at this.
I'm not going to be.
I'm stunned.
You're not dumb enough to pick Las Vegas.
And if it was 10.5, I might take Vegas, but at 9.5, that defense is going to run the show. Kansas City for 8.
1 point.
So,
makes you
yeah, 1 point would make the difference in picking an 8-point game.
Yep, I'd have went with Vegas because it's going to be a 10-point
game. That's just a bunch of baloney.
Well, we'll soon
yeah,
find
well,
out.
That's a bunch of baloney.
Well, it could be, but that's just the way it is.
Anthony, thank you. We always appreciate it.
You had to think of that a while ago.
Yeah, I'm not
just
young.
The young part. And the pretty.
You're not that young
part.
Either.
Yeah, but I'm pretty.
Oh, boy.
Oh, yeah.
Don't forget it.
If you believe it in your heart, Jeff.
It's got to be true.
That's right, your baby. Wife told you you're handsome.
Oh, which time?
Really? She
just leaves me notes saying it all the time.
Really?
Oh, it's unbelievable. She's fantastic.
Well, that's a nice thing she does.
Let's talk about me.
Why
for
can't
a second.
We talk yeah, about
let's talk,
this?
Let's talk about Jeff for a second. Jeff,
yeah,
what
we're
what
having
you
a good
have
conversation.
Have you noticed the trend of men kind of cutting off the facial hair toward the sideburn? I've tried to do that look here. I don't have it going all the way up, as you'll see at the sideburns, but I got the beard stretched out up
close to my ears. I don't know if you guys have seen I thought it was just a Roman Reigns thing. I was doing the Roman Reigns. But I saw it last night.
When you're 41 years old.
I saw it last night with JB.
Trying to do Roman Reigns.
And I saw it last night with JB Bickerstaff, who's the Piston coach. He had it. So it must be a thing. And I'm more than happy to join in.
It was a bad idea to let him speak there.
Weren't we having a good conversation?
It was way better than that. Roman Reigns facial hair.
He's 41 years old.
He's about that old, yeah.
No, I'm talking about you.
Me. I don't know.
Because there was a time when I got a kick out of, he's going to talk about a wrestler. It's kind of cute. And
when was that?
Monday. And then when you became 10, I thought you were over it.
I guess not.
But how can you be so into wrestlers?
I'm not into wrestlers. I just like, hey, that's a cool look.
When you want to look like one, you're not into one.
Well, I like Roman Reigns a lot, but I'm not like, I don't like follow him on social media or do anything. But, you know, when he shows up on TV and he's got that, he's a badass, man.
You're trying to be a badass.
And he dyed his beard black.
You think you got any hope of being?
And I think I might do that, yeah. And I did.
And it worked out or didn't work out?
Well, we'll see, right? It's just, it's pretty short right now, but once it gets some length, we'll see what's going on.
Right, we'll see how it looks tomorrow.
I don't even notice it. Do you notice anything?
No, I didn't notice it.
Well, Jason's kind of oblivious,
That's true. I can't argue that point. He's very correct.
Well, but I mean, I don't even see anything.
Like, you see that there's no sideburn here.
No, I don't see it all.
It doesn't go up to above the ear.
No, I don't see it.
It just the
I don't see it. I don't care about it. It means nothing to me.
It's the beard that goes out.
All I know is that I have a son.
To the ear.
He's 41 years old, who's trying to look like Roman Reigns.
Well, Roman Reigns is a good-looking man. Could I do worse? Certainly.
You don't.
I just don't understand,
you don't
period.
Spend any time trying to look like someone else.
No.
You've got a wife who leaves you notes about how handsome you are.
She's only human.
See, and I don't hear that much, so I got to try
now
things.
Now, do you leave Dia notes?
No, I don't leave notes. I just tell her.
When's the last time you told her she was beautiful?
Some things just don't need to be spread over the air.
It's been a while.
Well, I tell my wife often. My wife's beautiful.
No question.
Absolutely. Love the kid.
As you should.
Well, of course I should.
Standard.
8 years ago, we lost our dog, Tinker.
Why you got to bring that up again?
Yeah, why would you say that?
Well, because it's on my mind today. I like thinking about the guy.
I love Tinker.
I sat on my bed and bawled this morning over it. It's just one of those things. You can't help it. It is what it is.
Tinker was the man.
I never got to meet Tinker.
You would have loved Tinker.
Oh, I probably would have. Me and Misty get along just fine.
Well, Misty's maybe the most popular dog in Wichita.
Wow.
Tinker would have been that if he had gotten to know people a little earlier in his life.
What do you mean?
Tinker was awesome.
Yeah, Tinker was
so
awesome.
Sweet and friendly. And
we took great care of Tinker.
Just couldn't get along with our kitty cats, and that's what happened.
Well, we took him on board, and he had a great life in the Lutz household.
No question.
We fed him peas. He had it made.
He did. I'm glad he got to experience that.
That's too bad. I'm sorry that it was today.
I hope he was loved pre-Lutz family. I'm sure he was.
He seemed like he was the only thing Tinker ever did that kind of surprised me. One day when we were gone, he took one of his mats, one of his foam mats under his bed, and just ripped it to shreds. I never understood exactly why he did that.
Because you left him.
Not mad at
you. I guess.
Not happy that you left.
Mad that day. We went up to Kansas City, and our dog decided that she was going to pee and poop all over the house.
Well, there you go.
Not happy. Not happy.
They don't like when you leave them.
Nope.
All right. That's another show. It'll be Duda and Jeff tomorrow from the studio.
So good.
Have a good night.
A-team.
Whoa. Okay. This one says you get a free phone if you switch. Hey, this one also says you get a free phone if you switch.
Yeah, they all do, hon.
The T-Mobile one says their customers had the lowest wireless bills versus the other big guys over the past 5 years. And their latest experience plans have Netflix included, plus a year of Dash Pass by DoorDash.
Hang on, let me see that. Oh, yeah, we're switching.
That's what I'm talking about. Do we clap now or...
At T-Mobile, get savings that keep stacking up. That's value you can feel every day. And right now, bring your phone to T-Mobile and we'll give you $400 when you switch.
Savings based on Harris X billing snapshots from Q3 2021 to Q4 2025 compared to average AT&T and Verizon bills. Comparison excludes discounts, credits, and optional charges. $400 with new account on qualifying line. Unlocked device credit ported 90 plus days with device and carrier entirely redemption required. Virtual MasterCard typically takes 14 weeks, no cash access, and expires in 6 months. Card issued by Sunrise Banks N.A. member FDIC. Visit T-Mobile.com.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Introducing the all-new MLB Plus, your ticket to streaming baseball's best.
Let's go!
Enjoy MLB Network 24/7 with live out-of-market games and award-winning shows. Enhanced game nights with MLB Big Inning, live and commercial-free. And hear live home and away radio broadcasts of every game, blackout-free. Even stream minor league games all season. It's all here and it's all new. Get MLB Plus for just $59.99 a year. Visit MLB.com/MLB Plus.
Would you look at that? It's time for some of our favorite Snapple Real Facts. Real Fact 1433, toe wrestling is a competitive sport. Real Fact 732, the chicken is the closest living relative of the Tyrannosaurus Rex. And Real Fact 1599, a man once ate an entire airplane. Youch, did he have any hot sauce? Yeah, so anyways, this has been a refreshing break brought to you by Snapple. Real tea, real juice.
With Snap's absolutely refreshing!
You know, over the years, I've seen it all. So now, I'm sharing it all. Join me for unfiltered talks with the names you love on my new podcast, On Par with Maury Povich. Follow and listen to On Par wherever you get your podcasts.